The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You may remember that there's a species of spider that can dive underwater, taking a bubble of air with it. Well, scientists long thought this arachnid diving bell was basically used for short dives of 20 minutes or less. But new research shows that the animals can remain submerged and active for more than 24 hours. The way it works is that the spider spins an underwater chamber out of silk webbing. Then it comes to the surface to collect a large air bubble held between the hydrophobic, water-repelling hairs on its abdomen and its rear legs. Then the spider dives down and enters the chamber from the bottom. Some spiders create chambers just large enough to enclose their abdomens, leaving their rear and rear legs hanging out, while others have larger bubbles that enclose their entire bodies. Often, the spiders will enlarge the bubble by laying down more web and adding air before pulling just snagged prey into the chamber. Researchers were also amazed that the spiders could survive on very low oxygen levels. Even so, their bubble eventually shrinks over time and forces the spider to resurface for a fresh one.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.